Construction.
Hey, is this Steve?
Yeah.
Hey, Steve, it's Hashem with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good. With who?
Good. Bank of Cardiff. I'm not quite sure if you had a chance to see it or not, but I had sent out an offer to the business about 2 weeks ago. I just wanted to follow up and see if you had a chance to take a look at it or not, but it was
basically... it was about borrowing money or something?
Yeah, it was for capital and equipment, just to see if you were looking to do anything at all, based off some of the stuff that you had done with GE Capital already.
Yeah, I do stuff with... Yeah, I've done with them. They're pretty good.
Yeah. You don't have anything that was coming up towards the end of the year here? Do you ever take advantage of Section 179?
Sometimes. Sometimes
yeah.
Not.
Whenever it fits with your numbers, right?
Yeah.
Did you have anything coming up at all? Any upcoming projects maybe I might be able to assist you with?
Well, my customers are pretty good. They pay, you know. It's
yeah.
So it's been pretty good that way.
Good. You do a lot of commercial work?
A lot of commercial work.
Very nice. And the customers are always paying you on time and... No one
ever. Not all of them, but I can just tell you this, that I haven't got stuck at all. In other words, I got people to take a long time. I got to do the job 6 years ago, and I'm still collecting the money on it. But
wow.
But usually what happens is I get loans, and I pay them off as fast as I can. I mean, I'm debt-free.
Right. Good for
anything
you.
I own is paid off for.
Good for you. Wow.
So, of course, and if I borrow money, you know, I only borrow so much, I know I can pay it off, you know.
Right. So. You know, do you ever get, you know, cash flow tight when you're taking on a bunch of projects at the same time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've had some of them, yeah.
Yeah. And do you usually end up doing some sort of capital programs for those, a line of credit? What do you usually end up doing?
I haven't really done anything. I just squeak by throwing stuff on a credit card.
Yeah.
And there are times that it only happened to me twice, and just recently I was really strung out. And not because they didn't want to pay me, it's just because there are so many crazy things going on two jobs
right.
that I couldn't totally bill them until I figured out what the actual effect was on me.
Wow.
And I still haven't totally billed them, but I got enough money just to roll through.
It's good.
You know? So, yeah, but...
Are you guys usually like a net 30, net 60?
I just bill them and tell them they got 10 days to pay, basically.
Okay.
And then they take whatever they want. I have companies I've worked for years. Sometimes it's 2 years before they pay me.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
That is crazy. Yep.
Yeah. But I usually get the money at some point.
Yeah, of course. It comes. You just don't know when it's coming.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're not looking to do anything anytime soon, would it be all right if I maybe shoot you an email just so you kind of have me on file if anything does come
sure.
up for you?
Sure. No, but this is a legitimate company, right? I mean, like GE Capital is.
Absolutely. We're actually one of the first companies to do working capital. We've been around for about 14 years, and we're the only company that does working capital and equipment financing as well. So we're pretty legitimate. We've got a very solid website. You can check out our customer reviews too. And I worked really heavily in the construction industry, which is kind of why I gave you a little buzz here. I understand cash flow gets tight all the time. I've already done so many construction loans this month alone, because this is when everyone's kind of reevaluating the business and see what they want to bring on. Everyone's taking advantage of Section 179 that I've talked to so far. Which is why I was kind of wondering if you were or not. But, of course, it always has to fit with your numbers and whatever you budgeted.
Well, I take advantage of it in other ways.
Okay, absolutely. Good, just making sure you are taking advantage of it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm on the cash basis, so.
Good.
If I don't collect the money, I don't pay any taxes. You keep rolling it.
Good, okay.
And what happens, and it's just by luck, it's just that all my jobs, the big jobs, don't start to, like, March or June, so they're just ending up at the end of the year. Your bill, you don't get the money the next year.
Wow.
So that's what's been happening. Well, do you do restaurants at all?
We do everything. Anything that has to do with your business, really.
All right. Now, what is the term? Let's say I'm looking for 50 grand. I'm not, but I know somebody that is.
Sure.
And, you don't have to tell them, I don't care about the interest rate for now, but what's the term? A year, 5 years?
So we've got, what we do is we usually take a look at 6 months of the most recent bank statements and then the tax return. We make sure that, you know, you've got a monthly cash flow that's coming in. It's pretty consistent. And we take a look.
Well, let me tell you this girl's story, what she needs it for.
Sure.
She's at a restaurant. I think she's there 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
She takes a paycheck of about $700, $800 a week, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you know, the miscellaneous stuff that flies in your pocket.
Right.
And, but because she's got a good accountant, which is my brother, between depreciation and when she first started the business, she never carried anything over. She never, her accountant never took any. So my brother was able to go back years and attach all these things. So anyways, you got a girl that's knocking down about $80,000, $90,000 a year,
mm-hmm.
maybe a little more in the cash. But on a tax return, she shows about $18,000. And that's based on depreciation stuff. She deposits $700, I think, a week or so in her bank account.
Right.
She's looking for $50,000 to get rid of a home equity loan. She started out at, I think, $68,000 with her, or $70,000. It's down to $52,000.
Right.
And what happened is the term ran out. She wasn't paying it or anything. The term ran out, and they don't want to refinance it.
Gotcha.
They want the money. And I read an article the other day. They're doing that all over the United States. Just saying, hey, they want their bill. So then you go to any other bank, you show them the tax return, they're not going to give you any money.
Right.
Well, just based on their banking regulations. You know.
Absolutely. Well, on the tax return where you're telling me that it's not showing the income, is it not showing up as sales or is it not showing up as a profit?
Well, it's a small company, I'm an S-Corp.
Right.
So the company is me, right?
Right.
So, like, on mine, I mean, to give you an example, I would say in the last 10 years, I've showed no income.
Okay.
Because how it actually rolled over. But I owe a $4 million commercial complex, started out with a loan of $2.9 million, I'm down to $1.9 million. I own a car wash that I paid $1 million for. That's paid off for. My house is paid off for. All my trucks are paid off for.
Wow. When you
look at the tax return, it doesn't tell you the whole story. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I'm not dealing in cash. I don't deal in any cash. I do commercial work. It's all checks.
Right.
It's all legitimate. When they were mad at Donald Trump because he didn't pay any taxes and he wrote off $964 million. That was depreciation. That was interest. That was all those things that you're available to do.
Right.
And that's what she's doing. She has all those things afforded to her. She wasn't a Democrat. She's now a Republican because she realizes in business what you're able to do.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. So if she was working for somebody and knocked down that kind of money, she would be paying probably 30% of it or so in taxes.
Absolutely.
Instead, she keeps it all. So when you look at 80, it's really not 120, but it's probably somewhere around 110.
Right.
So.
Smart.
But everybody has these silly criteria nowadays.
Right.
What happened with this banking crisis is they had the non-verification mortgages, and they were based for guys with small businesses because there was stuff going on. In other words, the business pays a lot of her expenses. So she nets out like I do. My trucks are paid. My insurance are paid. Of course, I work 7 days a week, so it's not like I need a personal vehicle. But I have 3, 4, 5 trucks. They're all paid for. Backhoes, Bobcats paid for.
Wow.
So anyways, you see all this stuff happen. I'm in a warehouse now.
Yeah.
You mentioned the tool. I can pick it out and send you a picture of it. I got them. So it's not like... So, you know what I mean? But the banks don't look at that nowadays.
No, they don't.
And so I don't know if you're set up that way.
So what we do is the only thing we usually end up taking a look at are 6 months of the statements and then the tax return. So tell me, on the tax return, are you saying that it's not going to show even sales of $80,000?
Well, our bank accounts show you the sales. When you look at the 6 months of bank accounts, like I was looking at 4 months yesterday.
Right.
Because my brother does her books. So I was looking at it with her. And she's got $38,000 months, $32,000 months, $29,000 months.
Right.
$36,000. It ranges depending on the month.
Right.
But she probably brings in total that's shown is, about $444,000 a
year. Wow, okay.
All right, so, and she's brought them sales up from, like, nothing. She paid too much money for the business when she first bought it. She had a partner to sell from her, and she's paid off all these crazy things that happened to her. She's
wow.
paid off. So she's debt-free in the business. She doesn't mm-hmm. know, but she owns nobody. Her house, this is where this home equity loan is coming. Her house is, so I think she owns 112,000 on a first,
uh-huh.
52 on a second.
Okay.
So, and she's paying the monthly payments. Now we'll show that, it'll show that the second mortgage or home equity loan is in default only because, not that she's not paying it, and I've been telling her she keeps sending the payments,
yeah,
is because the term is up.
Gotcha.
So I don't know if they categorized it. They said 30 days for calculating. And she didn't realize the 10 years was up until they sent her a note.
Gotcha.
You know, you're always paying attention to that kind of shit.
No, not at all.
All right, so, long story short, it depends on your criteria.
Right.
Whether she should even take a shot at you guys.
Right. We're a relationship-based bank, so we're going to take a look at a little bit more than just the tax return. So if the tax return doesn't show that it's, a really high income, we are going to take a look at the statements because we do take a look at the overall health of the business and how it's doing.
Yeah.
So definitely might be able to do something for her, but I might need to get a little bit more detail. Would you be able to have her maybe give me a call or I give her a call?
Yeah, why don't you shoot me over an email?
Yeah.
And we'll go from there.
Yeah,
I have all your numbers and stuff. So.
Perfect. What's a good email for you?
Steve@debase.com. It's STEVE at debase. D as in dog, E as in Elvis, C as in boy, Apple in Sam Elvis.
Got it. .com, you said?
Okay.
.com, you said?
.com.
Okay. Cool. I'll go ahead and shoot you an email then with all my contact information. I'll have the website and everything on there if you want to check it out too.
Okay, I will.
And I can give you a call. You can give me a call. What would you like to do? It sounds like a situation that I've dealt with before already. I did have a guy just last week who on his tax return showed very low income, but in his bank he was very positive and had high numbers.
Okay.
And I was able to get him something, so it's very possible.
Okay. All right. We'll send me that information. I'll get back to you.
All right. Sounds good. I'll shoot it over to you right now, all right?
All right. Thanks.
All right. Sounds good, Steve. Bye.
That's okay.